In the back. Yeah, that's interesting. I had not thought of the former one. So I think it's a metaphor working different ways. So as a cornerstone, he's strong and established, but there are those that stumble upon him will be broken by him. But I think the rock that's cut, not by human hands in Daniel, I think is meant to, is a different use of the image, and simply to connote the strength and divine power of this kingdom that no other kingdom can withstand. And so you have that strong statue, and it breaks it apart to show that the kingdom that is upon the shoulders of Christ is one that is everlasting. And so rock is a great metaphor for that. I was actually telling somebody the other day, I think it was Matthew and Stacy, that I was involved in this consultation in Louisville, Kentucky. I was surrounded by extremely liberal theologians. And one of these individuals was going on and on about the church is like a river, and it's always changing. You know, it's never the same, and all this, and incorporating all kinds of stuff into this metaphor, and waxed on quite eloquently, but quite heretically. And when it was done, I said, "I like the image of a rock." Someone said that. Let's leave it at that. Yeah. Nothing like a snarky OPC minister to just do this. But a rock is an important image there, and it communicated immediately. You know, no, this is what the church is, and it's not going away.
The being broken on the rock is the believer, right? But the only believer that's around the power, right?
Yeah, but or stumbled on it, is broken by it. I don't think just ground, but. I might be thinking of in 1 Peter. But I think that part of the image that I'm thinking of is that people stumble over it. And then what happens after that? So I'd look at that. I might be wrong. But I think either way it works. They will be ground, in a sense. But it's a metaphor, right?
Right, for the unbeliever.
For the unbeliever, right.
For the believer, you must be broken, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, this is why you should always repeat the question, right? Make sure you're actually answering or responding to the question or comment. But no, I think you're right. So it works differently for us, doesn't it? And I think just as I was praying, I mean, God in His wisdom, it's just enough to break what is unhealthy. And yet He's fanning the flame. He's nurturing and strengthening that which is good and precious. But for the non-Christians, it's completely different. It's a different program, different result. Yeah. See, I don't like dentists, so I don't want to give any affirmation to them. My brother-in-law is a dentist. I said, somewhere down deep, you hate people. But it's not true. We shouldn't say terrible things about dentists. They are friends. Except for my brother-in-law. But he's a great guy. No, that's helpful. Right. You destroy the cavity, but not the tooth. Preserve the tooth. That's the whole idea. All right, I think we're at our end.